Chapter 3. Splash. The second I go through the mirror, I inhale a mouthful of water. What is happening? Am I in my bathtub? Why can't I breathe? Everything is blurry and my eyes sting, so I close them. The water is salty. Bathtub water isn't salty. Also, I'm horizontal on my stomach and my elbows are rubbing against the ground. A sandy ground. Need air. Can't breathe. Lungs exploding. I open my eyes, look for the light, and push my face toward it. And then, cough, cough, cough. Air. I'm breathing air. Gulps and gulps of air. Who knew air could taste so good? Who needs ice cream when air is so incredibly delicious? Once I've finished gorging on the air, it's an all-I-can-eat air buffet, I realize I'm looking at a sandy beach. But I'm not on the beach. I'm in the water looking at the beach. It's bright out here, too, around noon. What is going on? I twist around and see that a huge wave is about to smash into me. No! I yell and try unsuccessfully to get out of its way. Crash! No, 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 I will not drown! Cough, cough, cough! My heart is thumping, and I push myself to my feet before I can get attacked again. What in the world is happening? I turn back to face the beach. It's empty. No tourists, no sand castles, no bright-colored beach towels. Just pure white sand sparkling in the midday sun. Beyond the beach are trees, and beyond the trees are mountains. When I turn the other way, there's blue ocean as far as the eye can see. Even as far as my stinging eyes can see. Wait a sec. One thing my eyes can't see is my brother. Jonah! Jonah, where are you? Where is he? My heart sinks to the ocean floor. Just as I'm about to panic for real, he bursts out of the water and gives me a thumbs up. How cool is this? He cries, sopping wet and grinning. He's here! He's okay! Hooray! Jonah, get over here now! I'm fine, he yells back. Unlike me, my brother loves to swim. According to my parents, when I was a kid, not only did I refuse to swim in the ocean, but I would cry hysterically when anyone else tried to. My parents, my brother, strangers. Obviously, I'm over that now. Kind of. Crash! Another wave sends me toppling back under the water. Ah! Cough, cough, cough. Okay, fine, I'll admit it. I am afraid of water. Not hot tubs or baths, but oceans, lakes, and rivers. Also moats when I happen to come across them. Basically, I am afraid of bodies of water that have animals in them. I am also afraid of pools. They seem shallow, but then, boom, the bottom's gone and you're gulping chlorine. Right now, I need to get out of the ocean pronto, before it sucks me under for good. As I stand, my pajamas feel like they weigh 200 pounds. My sneakers are no longer sneakers. They are now bricks attached to my feet. I wonder where we are, Jonah says, swimming up behind me. Do you think we're in Jack and the Beanstalk? Oh, right. We're in a fairy tale. There must be a fairy tale reason for the water, then. My shoulders relax. Do you see Jack or a beanstalk? I ask. There's no ocean in Jack and the Beanstalk. He scrunches up his nose. His nose is looking a little red. He might need sunscreen. Crumbs, I don't think I packed any. Speaking of stuff I packed, where's my suitcase? I spin around and around until I spot it a few feet away, floating in the other direction. Our stuff! We have to get it! I'll get it, my brother says, diving after it. Except the waves are quick, and I can see my red suitcase drifting away faster than Jonah can swim. Forget it, Jonah! I don't want him swimming so far out. It's too dangerous. But I don't want to lose my Kadima paddles, he calls. You didn't pack them, I yell back. I did when you weren't looking! Now I know why my suitcase was so heavy. Eventually, when the suitcase is nothing more than a red dot in the distance, Jonah gives up and swims back. Great. Just great. I have nothing to wear but soggy pajamas and 100-pound shoes. With a large sigh and a lot of effort, I heave myself onto the dry sand. Squish. When I pull off one of my sneakers, a piece of seaweed and a gallon of sandy water spill out. Jonah is right behind me. Abby! I see someone! Is that Jack? He points to the ocean. In the distance, there's a blob moving toward us. I squint toward the water. I see a head. A guy's head. But it can't be Jack. Jack climbs. He doesn't swim. Also, Jack is about my age, and this guy looks like a teenager. Wait. Behind the guy's head, another head keeps bobbing in and out of the water. A girl's head. At least, I think it's a girl's head. I can see long blonde hair. They're getting closer. And closer. And... yep, it's a girl. And then behind her is something green and orange. A towel? A floaty? It's shiny and triangle-shaped and reminds me of a paper fan I had as a kid. Oh, it's a tail! The girl has a tail, which can only mean one thing. She's a mermaid! I exclaim. We're in the Little Mermaid! But who's the mermaid holding? My brother asks. Maybe it's Jack? I am 100% sure it is not Jack, I snap. The guy has dark brown hair and his eyes are closed. His head is rolling from side to side. That's not a good sign. I can't tell if this mermaid is the Little Mermaid or just a mermaid. I need to remember the original story. My Nana read it to me a million times. I just have to focus and it'll all come back to me. Too bad there's no time to focus. From about 20 feet away, the mermaid's head bobs above the surf. She looks right at us, gasps, and disappears under the water. A second later, she pushes the guy toward us and swims in the other direction. We scared her, Jonah says. Wait, I call to the mermaid. Don't leave. I thought we weren't supposed to talk to the people in the story, Jonah exclaims. Right. Crumbs. No time to worry about that now. The guy is sinking under the surface, and it's up to us to save him.